Thanks so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast as we continue our series on why a property sells and that important issue of pricing.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Let's talk a little bit about pricing. We talked last program on that very same topic and talked about how people, when they're wandering the streets, so to speak, find ways to value their property.
Well, if you don't sell very frequently, and now it's time to do that, you're kind of looking for indicators. What could I look at that would give me a hint of what my property is worth? For most of you, you've received a tax statement somewhere around October 15th to November 1st, and there the assessor, the tax assessor, has placed a value on the property, a value on the lot, and a value on the improvements to the lot, and they call it real market value.
That's right, and looking at that as a reference point is not a good idea. The assessor's office...
Well, it's a starting point. Maybe the first number might be close to correct.
It's a starting point.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
The assessor's office is not tied into our database, and the event of a sale does not trigger a reassessment of the property.
Right.
And valuation.
As it does in California.
Right. So when someone comes from another marketplace, they think there's a reference point from the last sale that brought that value forward, and there isn't. So often you're way off on the assessor's value versus what the market would bear at this time. Pricing is market sensitive, timing sensitive. It's a moment in time. And it's fascinating as realtors because people are asking us to forecast a future event by pricing. What would a buyer be willing to pay today or tomorrow versus assessors, appraisers? They've got history by their side to say it's happened before, but we've got to say, well, will it happen again and can it?
There are times in a semi-recessive market when you better be pricing the thing a little bit lower than what it might be selling for today, because by the time you get around to selling it, that's where the value or the price, the market price would be.
Exactly. So you've got to take a look at pricing in a very fluid way. A lot of people spend a lot of time on their pricing, but then they fall on their sword for it. So once you've got it priced, you put it on the market, hear the feedback. And even silence is feedback. So
it's horrible feedback.
If everyone,
everybody's
really
voted
deathly
no.
Quiet. But if everyone that should know about the property does know about it and they have turned away from it, be quick to respond.
Exactly. And if you're not quick to respond, it's going to get worse. It's going to get ugly. And the real dilemma as a real estate broker, your client starts looking at you like you deadbeat. Well, wait a minute. We started in the wrong place, you deadbeat.
That's the positive relationship. With the realtors. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.